CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is due to begin his first visit to China as president. The two sides are expected to sign several cooperation deals during his visit, including those on transportation, energy, and telecommunications. Another key issue will be the long-standing talks on Turkey's purchase of the Chinese long-range surface-to-air missile system. Ankara accepted a bid from China Precision Machinery Export-Import Corporation for its first anti-missile system back in 2013. However, the $3.4 billion U.S. dollar deal is yet to be signed amid U.S. and Western concerns about security and the compatibility of the weaponry with NATO systems. The Chinese Navy has conducted a live firing drill in the South China Sea to improve its maritime compatibility. Navy sources say the drill involves more than 100 naval vessels, dozens of aircrafts, several missile launch battalions, as well as information warfare troops. Dozens of missiles and torpedoes and thousands of shells and jamming bombs were fired during the exercise. The drill specifically aimed to test the Navy's air defense and early warning system. The quality watchdog in central China's Hubei province has issued a province-wide ban on the use of elevators and escalators made by Shenlong Elevator Company. The decision comes after a tragedy on Sunday morning where a woman was killed in a shopping mall after falling into an escalator after a panel came loose. Newly released security video shows two staffers from the shopping mall had spotted the loose panel at the top of the escalator just 5 minutes before the victim fell to her death. They have failed to take any emergency measures to stop the escalator. The Civil Aviation Administration of China has decided to suspend operation of an airport in the eastern city of Taizhou starting from today. This comes after an incident on a flight originating at that airport 3 days ago. A passenger armed with a knife twice tried to set fire on a plane. The suspect was later detained. In light of the incident, the secretary of the Civil Aviation Administration in Taizhou and his deputy secretary in charge of safety have been removed, as well as Taizhou airport officials in charge of airport security checks and all checkpoint staff on duty that day. The municipal authorities here in Beijing are striving to reduce the average commute time within its Fifth Ring Road from 97 minutes to 60 by 2020. A senior city official was quoted by media as saying that this will be implemented by building a modernized comprehensive transportation system. Zhou Zhengyu, head of the Beijing Committee of Transportation, also says the authorities will aim for mild traffic congestion within 5 years. Beijing will continue to control the number of private cars and take measures to encourage the use of public transport, bicycles, and walking. Macau is to launch austerity measures if the gaming venue's tally for July does not reach the red line of $2.25 billion U.S. dollars. Chief Executive Chui Tsai An says details of the budget may be announced as early as next month. Chui promises that if austerity measures are introduced, they would affect only the spending of the government sectors, and people's livelihood, including social welfare and medical care, would remain intact. Chui also says the government will continue to focus on diversifying its economy and balancing the development of gaming and non-gaming elements. A Libyan court has sentenced to death Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of the former leader Muammar Gaddafi. The court also ordered 8 other senior figures of the former regime put to death on the same day. Some local media called the ruling controversial, saying the court was under pressure of Islamist forces. Libya's Ministry of Justice earlier denounced the trials set by the court on Saif, as well as 37 other of Gaddafi's former close officials. But Justice Minister Al-Mabrouk Ghraira Omran called on the international community not to accept the verdicts. The European Union's foreign policy chief has visited Tehran to discuss implementation of the Iran nuclear deal reached earlier this month. Federica Mogherini has held separate meetings with President Hassan Rouhani and Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.